DJ Dabby Mobile.
Play it, DJW. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel.
EC W4 DJW, just going out to pick up some lunch. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just sitting here enjoying the afternoon and enjoying the sun and waiting for the thunderstorm to hit. Over.
How are you that you're getting a thunderstorm? You down, you're south of Greer?
I'm actually in Clemson. Well, I'm actually in Central, next to Daniel High School. Over.
Okay. Well, I didn't know we were getting... I looked at the weather right before I left, and there was nothing forecasted for us until, like, Wednesday.
Sitting here watching this thundercloud broom, I was just over to the north of us, and so I'm sure it'll be here before we know it. It always comes out of the... Like, it comes out of western North Carolina into where we are. Over.
Okay. Is it the calm before the storm, or is it kind of breezy over there?
No breeze, just really, really hot, and the humidity is going up, and, you know, it's that perfect thunderstorm weather where you get the real high afternoon heat, and it just builds in those thunderstorms. Over.
That's good for making things green, as long as it doesn't tear anything up in the process. I'm looking at all the green grass over here in Greer, and it is beautiful. Green grass with a blue sky.
Affirmative to that. I've got to cut my grass tomorrow because of all the wonderful rain we got yesterday and the day before. Are you located in Greer, did you say? Over.
That's affirmative. And it's been a few days since we got a drenching. We got drenched, I guess it was maybe Wednesday, and I had the sprinklers turned off ever since then, so the ground would dry out enough so that I could cut it yesterday. And I got it cut yesterday. It really looks good after we're getting all this water. But it doesn't take long to start looking shaggy again.
Like I said, we've got to head up to North Carolina this week, so I got to get my grass cut tomorrow, and so we'll see how that goes. Did you do field day yesterday?
An eye on that COVID count, and we had a record-breaking 1,500, I think, the last time I looked, in a single day, new cases. But the good news is the percentage of those cases that end in death has dropped off dramatically.
Yeah, I agree. I just noticed, I think a lot of it is, I think the symptoms seem to be panning off. I think people are getting it, and they're just walking around with it. And like I said, the deaths are, like you said, is the deaths are tailing off. Over.
I have no desire to take part in building the herd immunity anytime soon. I was watching a doctor and said, everybody's going to get it. It's just how much immunity has been built up before you get it. That's what you got to watch out for. Those that got it in the early days had a much higher percentage that didn't make it. And I think as time goes on, the percentage that make it will go up. It will continue to go up. Around, but you dropped off your ex. Didn't make it back into the repeater that time. If you're hearing me, you might still be talking.
Yeah, I've got a new hand mic I was just playing with. Apparently it just didn't work when I picked it up. Maybe I don't have it pushed in far enough. No, but the wife is not feeling well today, and we took a sabbatical from church today and just watching her and see how it goes. Over.
Didn't do any field day stuff either?
My next door neighbor has his advance. I went down there and listened to all the call ins and everybody trying to get all their numbers up. It's fascinating and stuff. So I hope to maybe next year I can enter into that. I'm studying for my general to be taken in about a month. So we'll see how that goes. Over.
How the field day is that. Whatever the highest license is there at the site, you can operate under their rules because they're there. They're at the control point. So if they're there, that's one of the attractions for field days, is you can let other ham radio operators operate outside their band under the club call sign using the highest level of license that is on the field at the time. A great way for anybody that doesn't have extra to be able to try out different portions of the band.
Well, after watching that menagerie yesterday, it's going to take a little while before I enter into that. I'm telling you, that was pretty fast and furious there for a while, listening to those guys trying to get on and off and trying to make as many contacts as were. Over.
To keep you on the edge of your seat for long periods of time. And then you're wore out after that. I remember going home after field day and feeling like I needed to go to bed until time to go to work that next Monday morning.
Well, I watched him. I mean, I think he told me this morning. I was with him about an hour yesterday, and he went through it. And he made about 10 contacts, and I was watching what was involved with that. And then he told me he got another 20 last night again. He went for supper and whatever. He wasn't involved with contesting, of course. But again, I think he was going to try it again this morning. So it's really an interesting thing. It really is. And it's amazing what you could hear over that. Over.
For learning back before COVID hit, and you could go out there and learn from other people and teach a few things, you know, share information with everybody. But this year I just didn't want to take a chance on getting sick. I don't do well with getting sick, so I just stay away from it for now. But anyway, I'm about to go through a drive-through, so I'm going to drop off here. Maybe I'll catch you when I come out the other side. W4DJW.
Good talking to you, W4DJW. This is KQO Austin 4 at the Echo Hotel. Over and out.